Employment in retail sector rose by 56,000 in the month of September. Those gains coming after a few changes for two straight months. So is the recovery in the sector finally going to accelerate? Let's bring in Deborah Weinswig, CoreSight Research founder and CEO. Deborah, good to talk to you today. What do the numbers tell you about the recovery or the pace of recovery we're seeing in the sector right now?
So I'm a glass half full kind of person, and you know, it's definitely great to see, you know, the positive 56,000 after 2 months of losses. But you know, the employment and right transportation and warehousing increased about 47,000, which is in line with prior months. And if you think about what we're seeing in supply chain, that's where we really need to see stronger numbers. And with about a 400% turnover rate in DCs and warehouses, we've got some, what I would say, are real concerns.
I mean, Deborah, I mean, I guess, you know, so much changed in the pandemic, right? And we talk about the rise of e-commerce and just kind of the expectations that eventually we're going to get back to this so-called normal of what things looked like before the pandemic. But I wonder if maybe the expectation that all those jobs are going to come back in retail, or whether or not kind of the changes are just everlasting. I mean, how do you kind of look at maybe what it did change?
It's interesting in terms of, right, how we also define retail, right? You have this whole new instant commerce market that has really just kind of taken the U.S. by storm. And so you've got companies, right, like Gopuff and others who are, you know, really kind of transforming how we think about, you know, kind of shopping and really consumerism overall. And, you know, if we look at July, which is the most recent, you know, data, there are 1.1 million job openings in retail. That's a big number. And so it's a lot of zeros. And right, and you also have this kind of, you know, this whole new kind of instant commerce market growing exponentially. But I think what's really interesting as well, right, is we have live streaming, live commerce growing. So you also have a whole nother kind of profession that's popping up in retail, which I think will lead to changes, you know, probably in the near and long term in terms of how we think about stores. Are they more than stores?
It feels like there are so many bottlenecks leading up to the actual store. I mean, you mentioned the lack of hiring in the warehouses. Obviously, that's one step. We've also heard a lot about the shipping delays that are happening. I mean, essentially, if you don't have the product to sell in the stores, it's tough to get the recovery going. How concerned are you going into the holiday season that this could get worse?
It's really interesting that you bring that up. We're in our second year now of this 10-10 Global Shopping Festival, which is this Sunday. And we had many retailers who had to pull out at the last minute or who are very thin on inventory, right? We're going to, you know, and everyone, right? Everyone expects a deal, right? We all want 50, 60, 70% off when we shop for, you know, kind of the holiday season. This year, I'm going to say the new 50, 60, 70 is kind of 25, 30. So I would personally predict we're going to see the highest margins ever in retail. We are going to see a, you know, kind of a new way to approach kind of shopping, because we're pulling the holiday season much, much earlier. We've already got, according to our data, about 25% of holiday shopping has been done, where that's typically 10 to 12%. And so, and then lastly, another really interesting phenomenon is that, you know, we're starting to see this idea of more dark stores, right? So this dark store idea being one that a consumer can't shop, right? Your kind of shopper, if you will, right? They shop for you and bring it to your home. We're now also starting to hear, which is just kind of mind-blowing to me, this idea of dark malls. And if you think about it, right, industrial space, right, kind of warehouses and DCs are much more valuable than kind of retail. And so there are so many challenges, and the supply chain is just one of them. And one thing I think we have to mention, everyone's like, first quarter of 22, we're going to be in great shape, right? Let's look at the math. It's 40 days to get a container from, you know, kind of APAC to the US, and 40 days for it to get back. And we have a complete container misalignment right now. So that's 80 days. We're talking, in our opinion, we're probably looking at 1Q 2023. Before all of those containers get back and realigned. So this is not just a holiday challenge, which it is acute, probably the worst I've ever seen. I think that this continues, and that is where, you know, we're going to see innovation and new jobs created, but yeah, we're still really short right now.
How does that, so how did, so walk me through how you get to the highest margins ever, because my ears perked up when you talk about that. I mean, it does seem like there's a lot of problems when you lay out kind of, you know, shipping, logistics. Company we heard from Nike talking about just straight up, you know, production getting hit in the pandemic. I mean, what's, is it pricing pressure right now?
So that's a great point. So what we're seeing is very few markdowns, very few deals. And so they're really holding tight on the gross margin line. On the SG&A side, definitely higher expenses. But we're starting to see, going back to this idea of innovation, is retailers starting to look at how they think about buying goods not for resale. And so there is, you know, that opportunity, which is about $250 billion, can also offset, which I think we're looking at like a $263 billion addition from some of these supply chain costs. So we're starting to see a lot more innovation, pen to paper, and I would say, you know, kind of technology overlays. But yes, I think from a margin perspective, right there, you know, from a labor perspective, everyone's learning how to do things in new ways, which is ultimately saving money. I think they really prefer to have the labor in the store, but it is what it is. And then secondly, we're starting to look at other pockets of expenses, which have more, right, they're very siloed. And retailers are now, through technology and really just kind of working together in the organization, trying to figure out some of these complex problems together.
Deborah Weinswig, CoreSite Research founder and CEO. Good to get your insights today. Appreciate the time.